Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have come back together to the scriptures to study the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book. We do believe that the Bible has answers to itself. The Bible interprets itself. Sometimes we read verses and we don't understand what these verses means as we read them. But as we keep reading, not jumping any of the portion, we come to understand some of the answers that we did not get the 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 1 month ago, or even 1 year ago. So it is very important for us to have a habit of studying the Bible. We don't study the Bible to go and answer people's questions. We don't engage with the scriptures so that we can go and do many things. We do that so that we can encounter God. We can hear God speak to us. And when it comes to a time for us to encounter people, we will look at the people from the Word of God's point of view. And so I keep on encouraging us, don't let anything take the place of the Bible in your life. Many false teachers will come and they'll try to get you out of that path. That is the path of life. It is the path of liberty. Bible says that we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free. It is the Word of God that has set us free. So we should not let ourselves be held captive again. Now, in the book of Galatians chapter 4, we want to look at it from verses 1 to verses 11. We will discover one of the main causes or one of the main environment that makes it very easy for people, for believers, to be bewitched, to be controlled by the false teachers is the fact that they are immature. Immaturity, Christian immaturity, is an environment that the false teachers take advantage of. And it's good to realize that it's a dangerous thing to remain immature. When God called the Israelites, he called them to go and inherit Canaan. In the beginning, God told them that I will give you a land flowing with milk and honey. A land that you did not plant, a land that you have not dug cisterns or wells, a land with buildings, I'll give it to you. I will inherit you. Much later, God gave them even the dimensions from the north. He gave them the boundaries of this land. In the Bible, Israel is the only country that has got its boundaries demarcated in the Bible. And so God said that this is your land. But when they started to go and they were on the way, God told them, I will not give you this land at once. I'll give you little by little until you are able to grow. In other words, I will be adding a portion based on your growth. But so if you remain immature, the land that I promised you will not come into your portion. You will not be able to inherit, not because God's promise has failed, but because we have failed to grow up. In fact, God told them that if I give this land to you, the whole of it, the problem would that it will be inhabited by wild animals and you'll be destroyed and finished by lions, by buffaloes, by elephants, and by the wild animals that existed in that place. I know that God has placed those wild animals, including snakes and many other things. And so, God does not want to give us the land while we have not grown. And so our inheritance is dependent on our maturity. If we cannot be able to manage, God will not release it. Did not God say in the beginning, in Genesis, that God did not set the lane or the rain because there was no man to manage the land? So God had not even sent rain in the beginning because there was no man to manage. So this management, and that management demands that we grow up. And so, dear brothers and sisters, this book of Galatians is the book that tackles the backsliding. It tackles why people backslide. It tackles how people backslide. It tackles who backslides and who are the agent of backsliding, who causes others to backslide, and how can people be liberated who have been backslided. And one of the key things that we have learned in chapter 3 is that some people take control of the mind of others, and we call that bewitching. It's a controlling mind. It's where you manipulate. Somebody manipulates the mind of another. They rule others by the will of other men, by the rule of culture. But then chapter 4 is asking, why does this happen? And one of the key things we have discovered is when the one who has been inherited, the heir, when he is a young child, he's no better than a slave. And so we go back to God promised the children of Israel all the inheritance. But as long as they were young, as long as they were immature, they were no different from slaves. This is what the Bible says. Galatians chapter 4. Think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, these children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up. Do you see? This author is saying that if children remain children, even though they are the owner of the inheritance, they are no better off than slaves. And so the Galatians, because of their immaturity, they were no better than slaves until they grow up. So the name is to grow up. And here we are dealing with growth and maturity. So he says, even though they actually own everything their father had, even though they own everything that their father had, they don't take the inheritance. Not because their father have not left inheritance, but because they are children. They have not grown up. They are immature. Verse 2 says, they have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set. So there's that age of maturity. And that's what we are looking at. And that's what the enemy takes advantage of. And that's what we are saying, we have to grow up. And that's the way it was with us before Christ came. We were like children. We were slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. So now Paul give that example and he says that's how we were before Jesus came. So he's speaking to Galatians and he's saying, before you understood who Jesus was, you were also children. You were also not better. You are slaves. Slaves to what? Slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. Now, this world have got what they call spiritual principles. Principles are the so-called truths. They say that these truths that the world is guided by some spiritual principles. That's very true. But we have got the biblical, we have God's principles. The principles of God. We are supposed to align our spiritual principles with the principles of God. If what we call our spiritual principles do not align with the principles of God, then we are false teachers. Then we are fake. It is the principles of God that matters. And so Paul is saying when the Galatians were under the principles of the world, they were still slaves, and it's because they were children. And so they were manipulated, they were controlled, they were bewitched by those who guided them. But then he says, but when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his own children. So Paul now he is using that the law of the world, those principles of the world are the laws of the world, is what really has manipulated or controlled God's people until Jesus came. Didn't we say that the law was given because of sin, because of people left the ways of truth, and so they were given the law to guide them? But until that time, the law manipulated them. The law was the one that guided them because they were children. They were guided by guardians. The law was the guardian. The law was the taskmaster. The law is the one that had to put them together until the teacher comes. The law was just a prefect waiting for the true teacher to come. But once the teacher came, Jesus is the teacher. When Jesus came, the law had no other power. You know, the law, as we have said, is just like a mirror that helps you to see that you are not right. But the mirror cannot repair you, does not have the power to make you live according to the right way. So you need to wait for Jesus. And when Jesus came, the law was fulfilled. So Jesus did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. So we are children of God. We have been adopted as children of God. And so we need to mature up so that we can take that which God has given us. Hasn't the Bible says that we are blessed with heavenly blessings in the heavenly places? But you see, those heavenly places must be appropriated to us when we are on earth. We should also be able to take those spiritual blessings and use them while we are here in this country. Where are we in this world? When we are in this continent, we need to use those spiritual blessings. We're not waiting until we go to heaven and use them, because they're given for us today to be able to use them. But that is only possible when we grow up. When we have not grown up, our mind will be captivated, will be taken captive by others. And so our time is come because Jesus came. And so Paul is saying, and because we are his children, the children of God, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. What a great thing. We need to look at the place of the Spirit of God. And this will be talked more when we come to chapter 5. But here, we just mentioned that God sent his Spirit, or the Spirit of his Son, Jesus Christ. And he is sent into our hearts. And because he is in our hearts, he prompts us to call out to God, Abba, Father. Can you imagine that we have been permitted to call our Father, Abba? He is our Father. So you are no longer slaves, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. We are God's heir, and the Spirit of God lives in us. That's how we know. Then he speaks and reminds them as Gentiles. Before you Gentiles knew God, he reminds them how they were before. You were slaves to the so-called gods that do not even exist. So now, so we have got some gods that don't even exist. They're so-called gods. And they had put them under slavery. And some people are still slavery on this. So now that you know God, or the true God, or should I say, now that God knows you, why do you want to go back again and become slaves once more to the weak and useless spiritual principles of this world? So those spiritual principles, they're useless, should not go back there again. How do you take yourself back there? That's what our tribes people are doing. That's what got some people are doing. They were liberated by Christ. Now they want to take themselves back there. You are trying to earn favor with God by observing certain days or months or seasons or years. I fear for you. Perhaps all my hard work with you was nothing. Dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to live as I do in freedom from these things. For I have become like you Gentiles, free from those laws. So Paul is saying, be like me. And we'll be starting from there next time. Father, we thank you that you have spoken us to us about the importance of growth. We are liberated from the law as we grow. It's only when we have matured we can be able to inherit that which God has promised. We were under the law. We were under beggary and useless principles of this world. Lord, you have given us the principle of the truth of grace to live by. Help us not to be taken back again, in Jesus' name.